Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
So we'll talk about from elementary. The team will be called from elementary to perfection. Have I ever done something like that before? Huh? All right. Fresh word. Okay. Fresh team. All right. From elementary to perfection. So we don't spoil the fun of Sunday. On Sunday is a very serious day. We are ending holy surrender. All right? All right? Come with some boots. The anointing will be making people float. So, come so ready. All right. When I just mounted this pulpit, I just thought of something. I said, why do people want to die without being all that God wants them to become? Huh? Does it make any sense? I just wonder why people want to die without becoming all that God wants them to become. I don't want to die or leave this earth one day with anything on my inside. I want to make sure everything finds expression. Are we together? Everything that God has put on my inside gets revealed. Are you here? And I believe everybody wants that. Probably we will not experience the death if Jesus comes, isn't it? We'll talk about Jesus coming with me in the second coming. That's a style of writing in scripture. So I've been thinking, there's this perspective I want to just bring out about maturity and immaturity in the kingdom. Years ago, my spiritual father taught it like this. He used the root Greek word rather. He calls it technons and hous. Technons and hous. Are we together? So it just crossed my heart this evening. And I've been trying for years to really lay out this perspective. I've attempted several times in between a sermon, in between a topic, a sermon while preaching, to say it. But I think I should just major on it this wonderful evening. So let's start from Hebrews 6. From verse 1. It said, therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God. I remember the first time I ever read this scripture, I'm wondering what was happening. Why is it sounding like this? Which one is elementary? Which one is moving on towards perfection? Which one is not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works? And of course, the foundation of faith towards God. Which one is that? Are we together? Kept me thinking, and sometimes people don't want to delve into these topics because they feel it is not necessary, but it should be necessary because it's in the Bible. Alright? You know, I really think the same way some people think when they say some people are necessarily looking for revelation. I think so because I think so when the case is that people are saying these revelations to show off. Okay? Alright? But if they are not saying it to show up, but because it's in the Bible and that the Holy Spirit wants it revealed, it's not bad. In fact, for it to be in the Bible simply means God wants us to know it. And if we don't know it, there will be some sort of deficiencies. Alright? Like while I was growing up, I didn't do further mass in secondary school. We were the fourth set of my school, ND Staff Secondary School. We were the fourth set of the school. So, while we were yes students, the school was still arranging. Let me put it like that. We're like the first set of the school. You understand what I'm trying to say, right? So, in fact, the school have not even known everything they want to do. They were just there and doing the regular maths, chemistry, what everybody. And, you know, recently I passed the school in Kaduna. I was very shocked. They were boarding school now. They are doing like soldiers, all of them. And I was just looking at them and wondering. And the school has expanded so big, you know. And some of the teachers are working, you know, like they want to fall. Those young ones that used to push us when we jump fence, you know. And, you know, I'm a very shy person, so I didn't even go inside the school. I used to talk with some of them on Facebook, some of the teachers. I just needed to cause some kind of, you know, I just drove and passed. Hallelujah to Jesus. But I was so excited to see the school so expanded. And they now have a new version of the school in the new permanent site, in ND permanent site. It's a boarding school. I recently came across a form that parents are some sort of looking for a way for their children to get into the school. I was just laughing. At the school that they used to advertise that time. People are not looking for a way to put their children so that they'll become soldiers. You understand? You finish now. You can now go. You say, what is the end of staff school? Okay, we'll consider them first. You know, they want their children to be military officers. So, hallelujah to Jesus. How the hell did I get into this story? What was I going to? Father Mass, thank you. So, We didn't experience Father Mass in school, even though I now know Father Mass. Alright? It was a necessity when we came to university, especially when I started from Remedios. The first day I entered differentiation and integration class, calculus. The sad reality was that I was staying with my uncle. And I was a student, of course. And regularly while I was home, we cook soft things in the morning. But my uncle decided to do pounded yam and fresh fish very early in the morning. And I didn't have any option because my mother is not in school. So I ate it. If not, I would die of hunger. Now, that was my first problem that morning. So when I entered the class, there was not really a problem. I was feeling heavy, but no problem yet. When they started calculus, that's when the real problem of the pounded yam came upon me. I never seen something like that in my life. So headache started. My eyes started turning. I just fell down. I started sleeping directly. I didn't care whether they would beat me in the class. I slept till the lecture. Thank God it was university. Nobody beat me up. In fact, the lecturer maybe was as excited as I was sleeping itself. When we were done, everybody left. I was still sleeping in the class. I went back home thinking of my life. I said, God, is this what I came to do in school? That kind of mass I've never seen in my life. I started calling some of my friends. Have you ever heard this kind of thing? Me too, I experienced it in university. How did you go about it? We just try our best. If I want, told me he has some friends that he copied it. I said, And then told God, I had to pray a special prayer. God, please help me to understand calculus. I've never seen this thing in my life. That's when I understood that all the mass we did was not mass enough. All the thing I was bragging about in New General Mathematics, geometry, solves, I was a master of mass, you know, logarithm, indices, can you remember those topics? All of those things. What an answer now. I remember it's what is 5 factorial? I was so embarrassed. I was looking at the guy, he sat very close to me, said, what is 5 factorial? And he was looking at the lecturer was looking at him, and I was praying to Almighty God that they should not point me. Because if they point me that day, this my ministry would have ended. How the hell will a pastor that will impact this school not know that answer? But truly, they did not teach me. So when he didn't answer, the lecturer laughed, everybody laughed. I couldn't laugh. You understand what I'm trying to say? Because there's a way you will laugh, it will be as if you know it. So, I was just very calm and I was just respecting myself and praying and trusting angels to move and the Holy Ghost to move in this place. Finally, he now asked one guy. The guy got it with pride. He just answered. What was my business? I didn't know it. Thank God the guy saved us. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But the answer was so embarrassing. 5 factorial. 5 times 4 times 3 times 2 times 1.
Plenty answer. I said, Then we enter probability. We think Karimi entered this kind of class. I did not know. I had to start lecturing myself. YouTube videos. In fact, YouTube videos is God. Let me just say, I don't know how I understood all of those things. It's just God. And of course, you see a lot of deficiencies. Me, I even did general mathematics. Some people, their math teachers will come once in a while. Some of them that I don't know what school they went for. That one, even math, they will not finish. Maybe the school did not pay the math teacher well. You know? Thank God we didn't do chemistry so well. My teacher those days, she's a wonderful woman, but she reads more than she teaches. You get what I'm trying to say? She reads more than she teaches. Very wonderful woman. I like her. You know, very wonderful woman. She just carry, I will not call her name for, she just be reading it. And when she reads it, she'll be wondering why you don't understand it. So, she made us to be like her. When she reads, we too will go and read. And we'll pass. I remember I crammed chemical formulas, equations. I crammed it till I got 20 over 20 in one test. In our exam, I got 54 over 60. I remember she called and said, nobody is supposed to get such a score in chemistry. I remember I sent you one day to bring something from my boots. I said, yes, ma. My questions were there. I said, I did not know, ma. She said, you took my question. Just tell me. I will not tell anybody. I said, I didn't take your question, ma. She said, okay, you can go. She now said, come back. What I've told you, nobody should know. Else you embarrass me. Are you listening? I said, yes, ma. I knew where she was going to. I just went and met my best friend, you know. Say, Guy Alpha. Say, fine. Say, sure. I deal with chemistry. She asked me, say, I tell her, say, I don't go talk. Don't tell anybody. Oh. It spread the whole school, not just our class. She had to call me again. Did you tell anybody? Ma, me tell anybody? I did not tell anybody. Oh. Where did you hear from, ma? My friend came out from this place. Yes, ma. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, she really touched us. There was one lady that used to pass everybody in the class. She now carried the lady one time and kept outside. And insulted also. One period, finish. Used the rest to praise the lady. Then she left. Kai, that thing pained me. You know why the thing pained me the most? Yeah, she praised that lady too much. And my pain was that it's not like the lady is not intelligent. She is, but the praise was too much. And secondly, the lady is not that intelligent. Because I remember I was sitting close to her during my physics. They were thinking I was the one copying her. Meanwhile, she was telling me to please open my material. So I told myself by hook or by crook, I would deal with this class. You know that kind of pain that you say you just deal with them for one semester. And we dealt with her. I remember in SS2 also, just wonderful stories, so fresh in my head. They were asking for who would go for school competition. And me, I was just boasting, I was just sitting there. They would just call my name. Do you know what one woman answered? He said, if people want to carry Lass, call Simon. He has become spoilt. He doesn't enter class again. Blah, 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 blah. I don't want to call her name. I still remember her name. We are cool now, even though we have not met and reconciled. Do you know I started beefing that woman? When she said the dual class, you know how children can be. They turn and look at me. Wah, 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 wah. That was the discussion for the whole week. We know one fellow, we know go carry cyber code. And the people that were going, the boy I taught maths personally, because he didn't have the privilege to go to junior secondary school. His father had many wives, so the father put him from SS1 to start life. So the guy, yeah, it happens in the north very well. You know, I said we are the fourth set, so those days, it's the way you just have school fees to allow you to come to school. So they didn't really have a problem with him. Very humble guy. In SS1, he met me and said, Simon, I said, yeah, my guy. I used to call him my guy. He said, please, can you teach me mass personally? I was the head of the group C. Mr. Jude made me the head of group C. He said, in that group, if nobody knows mass, they will flog me. What a very serious responsibility. So, I remember he met me personally inside our study. He still met me again and said, this one is our special. He now told me his problem. I didn't go for GSS. My father put me from SS. I don't know anything about mass. Please, sir. Please, sorry. Please, brother, can you teach me? I was so touched. You know, humility works for everybody. And I remember we started doing personal, even beyond my football. Sometimes I would skip football, my love football, for that guy. And what touched me was that in SS2, they now said the guy, they now called the guy's name inside the competition. My student. Hi, that thing touched me. Do you know what now touched me the most? He came to advise me. And that advice was worth it because I was very unserious. I'm not trying to talk down him now. You know, there are some kind of friends that come into your life and they scatter your life. I had one kind of friend. His name was God's name. God gave him God's name. I don't want to call his name. He has repented now, but that time he was a bad boy. A very bad boy. You know, when that man of God said, you're a very bad boy, that was a very bad boy. He taught me things I'd never imagined I would know. Not by teaching me, but by just working with me and talking with him. You know? And I became far. My late VC, she's late now, she always used to call, I think Miss Isiere should be her name. She would call me to her office and say, Simon, make hay while the sun is still shining. This is not you. I've been hearing your reports. This is not you. I say, yes, ma'am. Then I'll go and tell him what they told me. She said, I should make hay while the sun is still shining. I beg, let's go and play. You know. And when he advised me, I just looked at him. I said, I've heard. He now left. I went back home. My mother saw me crying. She said, what is wrong with you? I said, imagine. Me. They told me that if I go for school competition, school will fail. That's what they told me. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not playing football again till I beat everybody in the class. Ah! That semester, be it session, be whatever they used to call it. I was not attending somebody's lecture because I was beefing him. When it comes to his lecture, our physics lecturer, I'll leave the class. Immediately it comes, I'll leave the class. Now, that was a bad character. I'm just saying all those things that happen in the flesh. Guess who carried first in physics? I carried first in physics. He now said they should go and call me. He said, you are the one that carried first. I said, yes, sir. You have never attended my class. I said, yes, sir. How the hell did you carry first? Sir, did I touch your question? He said, no. I know it. Where are you studying? At home. The man felt so humble. He didn't read. I didn't teach him. And he carried. And that's the end of the story. So, I cleared everybody's doubt. That's also what I want to make sure. I started breaking record a long time ago. Everybody's doubt was cleared. So when I cleared the doubt, and then came back and became myself again. I said, I just didn't want to be serious. Oh, well, that was not a good character. I'm just trying to tell you a story. Are we together? So like Paul said, now, still remind me where we were before we go here again. Wane was the one that told me last time. Who mentioned it here? You guys have followed me to my secondary school, right? Oh, story time. Stories are beautiful. Now let's get serious. Who remember? I'm just testing you people. Eh? For the mass. Good boy. It's okay, I've got what I'm looking for. Alright. Now listen carefully. I did not know for the mass, but I knew mass. But for the mass was what? Needed. That's my point. You may say you don't know certain things people are saying today. And sometimes some people who complain that people are being so much revelatory, some of them are just being proud. They'll see somebody preaching the word and say, all these people calling Greek and Hebrew words, those things are so unnecessary. The kingdom of God is not in Greek and Hebrew word, is in power. I think those things are a showcase of mediocrity. Are we together? Now, does it mean that if I want to see the power of God, I should not go into deep study of the word? Huh? Are you here? It doesn't mean you should not go into deep study of the word. Paul understood the word so much and flowed in the power of God. Didn't he? Yes, he did. Alright? And if we should steer the fact that people should not really major on understanding the word so deeply as it entails from scripture. You know, whatever scripture has revealed or written should be the zenith of our understanding. Alright? If it's in the scripture, we ought to know it. So you should not make somebody feel bad for wanting to understand what God has said. Are we together? For it to be in the Bible simply means God wants us to know it. Alright? And it doesn't mean that you are being proud. Even though knowledge can poof some people, not the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God humbles you. But before you get to the knowledge of God, if you see somebody that it seems like he knows the world so much and is proud, he knows so much of Bible knowledge, he has not fully understood God. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Because the Bible says in 1 John 3 and 6, it says, And those that know him or have experienced him, which is abide, or have seen him, shall not continue in their sin. And pride is also sin. So if you truly know God, you should not be proud. So the knowledge that puffs one up is not the knowledge of God. Probably you are still en route, you know, your journey of understanding God, but you've not touched that experience yet, that zenith yet. Are we together? And if we should say that the better way for believers to experience God is by demonstrations, physical demonstrations, you know, the dynamo, dunamis power of God in display physically alone, then we are going to see trouble upon the face of the earth. Alright? Because you see, except you truly understand the word of God, you will not understand the manifestation of God. Because Satan too can cause some sort of manifestation. Are we together? Alright? So you can see people, for instance, that have foresight. People who can see about your life. And that's not the Holy Ghost. That's not the Holy Spirit. Remember that lady in the scriptures who was seeing about Paul's life? She knew Paul was great. Satan knows when you are great. Are we together? She knew Paul was great and she began to prophesy. Paul did not say, speak to me, man. What did Paul say? You demon, you foul spirit, leave this body and that spirit left. So if it's about display of power over the word of God, how would Paul be able to discern that spirit in that woman was not the Holy Ghost? Are you listening to me? How would Paul discern that spirit in that woman was not the Holy Ghost? There is no way he would have known. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? Because she was saying quite some nice things. You are a mighty man of God. You are this. You are that. She did not say anything even off. She was also saying how great he was in God. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? And it discerned that was a foul spirit. And I believe that's how Satan got into the prophetic, that is making people to really look down the prophetic today. You know, I was hearing one of my guys speaking about, a person was, we're just coming down from Kai, but I said, I've not watched this movie before. And this movie, they call Prophet Suddenly. And I just smiled. I've actually seen one part of that movie, some sort of coincidentally. And I laughed. I said, well, this movie is actually against prophets. You know, but I really understand them, being honest. I really understand why they delve into that, you know, whole experience. Even though I feel like there's still personal beef a little bit inside those whole thing. But I understand them. You know, outside the fixed side of the prophetic is very sweet. Alright? It's very nice. The prophetic draws more attention than almost any area in the manifestations of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, you may say. All right? And that is why at the initial point, many people were focused so much on the prophetic. And that's when Satan started taking advantage of people. Some people don't want to walk with the Holy Ghost, or they want to walk with the Holy Ghost to the end that they become prophetic in nature. Are we together? And that's when Satan started taking advantage, because many people think that word of knowledge means word of God. They think word of knowledge is word of God. Do you know what that lady was telling Paul was a word of knowledge? Huh? Word of knowledge? Word, like the word entail, is, I mean, word of knowledge. She knows something about Paul's destiny. She's seen it. It is glaring before her. Are we together? Yeah. But Satan does not know the word of God. Not even angels know the word of God. The Bible says you will teach angels the word. It said even angels desire to see into this word of God. I know it is very unbelievable to hear that angels don't know the word of God as much as you. That the level of the word you understand is what you reveal to them. And that's why the Bible said, do you not know that you shall judge angels? Ever saw that in scripture? That you will judge angels? You know, we're talking somewhere, and I think some people were thinking some man of God was funny for saying, we know better than Elijah and Elisha and Isaiah and the rest of them and Ezekiel. But the reason why I don't want to emphasize that is the fact that they are in the cloud of witnesses today. Are we together? And I don't think we should be competing for who knows more. But the Bible said, the least in the kingdom is greater than the greatest in the Old Testament. And that the greatest in the Old Testament is John the Baptist. But the least in the kingdom, are you in the kingdom?
Yes,
yeah. He said you've been translated from the kingdom of darkness into God's kingdom of marvelous light. So you are in the kingdom of light. And the Bible says the least, meaning the last person who became born again yesterday or this evening, is greater than John the Baptist, who is the greatest. Are you all listening to me? It's literally in scripture. Now, what now remains is how we get it, how we understand it. Now, as human beings, now it's difficult to say, even John the Baptist, you are greater than him. Imagine you are telling your friend, I am more anointed than John the Baptist. He will say to you, are you stupid? You don't go wilderness before cry. John the Baptist is the voice of the one crying in the wilderness. Which voice are you? You, this boy from Vandikia, which voice are you? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? We looked at ourselves. Some of you don't even believe you are greater than angels because you used to poo-poo. Say, yeah, it's like I did greater than angels. Now, I want to go to the toilet. I for no the good angels to the good toilet. How am I greater than angels? In fact, you pollute the atmosphere. You mean angels fart? No, unbelievable. Heaven is clean. Nobody farts. Hallelujah to Jesus. In the kingdom, nobody will fart. I don't believe Adam ever farted. Because there was a rem in his stomach that was not alive. Some people think we are just a mistake. You look at your friend every day, you talk with your friend every day, and you just feel like this your friend should not be greater than angel. Your friend will stand up and say, I sense the call of God upon my life. I'm taking nations. Say, James, you did take which nation? You wait, you know, you start behaving like Satan. You'll be reminding of your friend of all their sin. You wait, they still meet for pot and you are. You know if you allow any sister pass in peace. You that I know, which nations God call you to? You know, I told you a story when I became born again and I started pastoring. This is my friend I spoke about in secondary school. Heard I was a pastor. he now called me to be sure that, you know, he told the person first that if I am a pastor, he's a pope. Exhausted me. Then he now called me and said, I could not answer the question. He said, Simon, I said, yeah, my man, how far? I wanted to deny the call. He said, I heard say be pastor. I said, who tell you? He said, is it just answer me, you be pastor. I said, how Kaduna, my man? He said, answer me, make I hear from your mouth. I said, how Kaduna? He said, I talk him. Who you lie for? I say, believe whatever you want to believe. I don't have any point to prove to anybody. Until a point came, he now messaged me and said, this your thing is like it's real. Because we were stubborn together in the barracks. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He couldn't believe it. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because sometimes you are just misbehaving, you just come out from a people, I become born again. All of them are wondering, how the hell is this guy born again? The person that we're insulting other people with, yes, just yes, is born again today. And for some people, it's difficult for them to move forward, though. They're just in a lie, nobody again, be just a joke. Satan will use them to want to pull you back, pull you down. I was telling a lady, I said, where did you go? She mentioned where she grew. I said, what happens when you go back to where you grew? Sister, when I go back there, they still pull me back to the world. Those are my old friends. I will not know when I will start misbehaving. I said, that is why God does not want you there. Do you know God loves you so much that He will instruct you while you are immature yet not to go to a particular city, nation or country because of the influence it can have over your soul? Listen to what the Bible said. What can a man offer in exchange of? Meaning, not even a nation is worth your soul. As long as God is seeing that whatever you go to go, wherever you are going to go to, whatever you are going to do, has the potential to affect your soul because you are immature yet, God doesn't mind you not getting that thing. Because His priority is your what? Your soul. So the first realm of the prophetic is the word. What many people think is word of knowledge. And don't even get us wrong, because some people like to settle here and talk down the prophetic. Word of knowledge is very important. The origin of word of knowledge is from God. God is the originator of word of knowledge. Satan is copycat. Are we together? And by word of knowledge, I simply mean, I can tell you about your life. I can tell you things that are very secret to you that you never thought that anybody should know. More like Elisha in scripture. Sorry, is it Elisha? Yeah. Elisha, isn't it? That they said, the king was wondering, how the hell do Israelites, how do they get to know what we discuss in the palace? Is somebody taking our information out? I said, oh king, don't worry yourself. Even if you stay with your wife in the bedroom and talk small, small, Elisha will still hear you. He will pick it in the spirit. That a man of God like Samuel will be walking down the road and somebody who never does not even know who he is. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? He doesn't know who he is. He doesn't even know where he's going to. Met the man of God, Prophet Samuel. And Prophet Samuel said, ask him, what are you looking? In fact, he did not ask him. He said, your horse, right? Or your donkey is in Zozo place. Go there, you see it, tied, waiting for you. Probably somebody has stole it. We don't even know. He just went there. He saw it. He carried it. Before he even left, he said, oh, kneel down. You know, prophets are strange people. He now went and brought oil. He said, today I anoint you king of Israel. Go and check the storyline. Before they announced anything, he has anointed him king. He now impacted him with wisdom and the rest. He said, you can go. The guy went back home, still normal. They anoint me king. What's the meaning of what he did? Go and read the Bible. He was wondering what the hell. What was the meaning of what Prophet Samuel did? Just like some of you come to church, we'll give you a sermon, you're wondering what the hell we did. Same can manage sell me. And I finish manage myself. That's it, I go manage. Like a dear lady telling me about her cell experience. She said that's when she started respecting all we do here as leaders. That on the eve of her birthday, she was in a cell member's house that lost their father, that lost someone. Consoling, wasn't crying to the place. I said, that's good. Yeah, that's good. Yes, that's what it means for you to be a pastor, so that you will not misbehave in church. The kind of that person that if they want to be, because she was sharing an experience with me while we were coming about, you know, some people are wonderful people. They leave church. They want other people to follow them and leave church. You know, they want to sell their ideology. God is too big for you to use human strategies to weigh him down. I don't need to even know what you're doing. You know, some people think that they can pull people down. Like you look at somebody and say, I'll get him down. You are too small. You are digging your grief. The Bible said, upon this rock I'll build my church. He said, then the gates of hell will not prevail. If the whole of hell cannot prevail, well, how about you? You must be a dreamer. Hallelujah to Jesus. And she was telling me how someone who was here as a leader called and was wondering why she was not married. Like, you have gone. You carry your load and you left. Then you call another person and you are asking, why are you not married? What is your business with the people now? And the person said, well, I've not seen God's will for my life. They said, the person even called me by my first name. They said, Simon told you that. And the person said, and I said, oh, that moved you? I said, if I see the person, I won't change road. Let them not beat me on the road. Because, you see, some of you think leaders are very tough people. When we see people, most of us are very soft. That's why God says we should come and become. Most of this leadership team you see, we'll see, get out from that place. It's all momentary, this thing. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It takes so much for us to move like that because some people behave like something is wrong with them. So you have to behave in a way to scare them. The real us, if you just say, sir, I will break your head, the way we will run. Say, Pastor, protect me, please. Just take cover. We have moved. I said, I would have run away if I even see the person. And she said, it was not God's will for me. You know, God has not brought his way for me. I said, is that what Simon taught you? He said, well, God's will does not need to be in church. And she said, well, it's not about being in church. I just want God's will for my life. He said, well, God's will for you must not be planted in any church. As long as he's a Christian. That's God's will. Nechimagana yakari. Yanzu se adua. Now, I didn't feel anything funny. I felt so much compassion. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. You know, some of you think when people misbehave and they are not here, some of us as pastors will come and be saying, we talk them. No. Except you truly were not a father to that person. It will break your heart. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And when I heard all the news, I'm just wondering. I think I had something else and I said, if that person really came from here, the person should not think of such a thing. You don't understand what you are doing here. Do you know that you may know somebody here one day who will go outside, if they don't listen in this choir, they will go and plait their hair and put earring. No, but that guy go to GCM one day. It is very possible. You see somebody would put on earring. Of course, that time he's not the son of Prophet Simon. How the hell will he be? Would have called Pastor to tell him to delete all our pictures from his Facebook and face the new party he has chosen. But if you choose to be stubborn, you end up like, because you see, we don't have the power to choose what we want you, what you don't want for yourself. Not even God has that power. We try our best. But you have the final say. Are you guys get what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. You know, I was sharing with somebody. I said, I don't know why people cannot use their own brain to think for them, their own self. Somebody's misbehavior should not become your own misbehavior. When you see somebody's action, use your own brain. You have brain to think your own thinking. See things from your own perspective. Don't just buy into enemies because you are friends with somebody. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Be able to reason for yourself. Because at the end, listen carefully, whether you people are 1 million, you cannot do anything against but for the truth. Don't realize this when it's very, very late already. You don't have eternity to fulfill destiny. I always say that. If you are wise, stay with the path of truth. Stay on the path of truth. Because finally you end up at the truth. You can't do anything against the truth. Your heart will still remind you and point you to the truth. So while he's there, do what is right. Are you listening to me? Don't do wrong things. Why should you sit down and just talk against people? Why should you sit down and just hate people? Why should you just get unnecessarily offended at people? See, that person 3 years ago, that she offended me, that's why I'm not talking. 3 years ago, and you are a Christian. You pray in the Holy Ghost. As how now? Why are you praying? Go to Buddha. That's where you belong. For 3 years, you are praying in tongues and beefing somebody. I don't like talking to her. I don't like talking to him. He do me something where I will ever forget for my life. That's a believer. Then the next moment, lift up your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. Morogodogodogodo, morogodogodo. No, it's Morocco. It's not morogodogodogodo. They say, come to church by 5 p.m. 5 p.m., you are taking your bath. And you are singing this song, I love you, Lord. Hi. If you know how angels feel bad in the spirit when they look at you. And I leave my boy, to worship you. Then when you majestically come, let's say Pastor Peter now, I'm sure he does it very well with his people. Why are you coming now? You did not send me a message. Nothing, nothing. Why coming now? It's a higher supposed to be as a leader. You now squeeze your face like buff buff that they press. Now during the meeting, why behaving moody in the meeting? Nothing. Is everything okay? Yes. Are you sure you're fine? So I'm fine, no? Now they finish meeting, you carry your things. My sister, wait for me. Please, I have something to do. You're offended. You don't get 30 years. See how you behave. 30. That's a 30 years. 24, 25. Then you go home and kneel down. Father, I give you praise. Thank you. In fact, some of them will now say, Father, forgive Prophet Pastor Peter because he does not know what you do. I forgive him. Sometimes it is not people that are really mature, they give leadership position. Some the prophet used to say it in church, so I understand. I know my prophet will never do something like that. Your prophet. Hey. Oh my God. You know, some of these pastors, they feel like I pretend when they see me act outside with regular people. Of course, who much is given, much is expected. It's like, hi, and you just see them, they are not even smiling. Everybody is smiling. Because they know the real prophet. So the real prophet, whenever he calls us for a meeting, it is not always like this. I'm actually nice. But if I don't look nice or act nice, it's because you are not behaving nice. Sometimes leaders even get very surprised when they just complain about somebody. I say, just leave the person. It is God that warned you. So make sure, and you don't see me say something at the end like this. Make sure that person is okay. So I say, make sure the person is okay. Call the person, check on the person, beat with one hand, arrange with another. Are you hearing me? And don't shout too much on that person. Is that okay? I'm sure in their heart they're like, but sir, this is not how you do with us. There is a time for what? Everything. And if you can even remember yourselves, while you are yet growing up, there were many things I ignored. Let me tell you one story with Pastor Peter and some people. I can't even remember some of them. When we started, one of those earlier days, he came. I wanted to go for evangelism. So they decided to follow me. And they did not understand my style of evangelism. My own is that when I start evangelism, I must finish the whole class in school before I stop. So they wanted to just follow me and experience evangelism, but they did not know that that's how my own used to be. So they found out that I enter first class, I preach. I enter second class, I preach. I move to third class, I preach. We are just going to, anywhere there are human beings, I'm going to preach. So I saw them at a point, Ben, like this. Are we entering another class again? You know those kind of funny questions? I say, yeah, we're entering. Say, sir, this time is like tonight. Yeah, we have not finished. Sir, my body is spinning me. The other lady too. They planned it already. Probably as we are going, they are touching themselves. Do you understand? I said, no, you guys can't take your leave. Okay, God bless you. You've tried. I just prayed with them and they left. They did not say, no, sir, we'll just follow. Mm-mm, they left. Now, if I am going for evangelism, will he ever do that kind of, even if it's 3 a.m.? He wouldn't do that because he's grown. But that time, he was still young. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? See, as I'm reminding him, I don't even know that he remembers. Mm-hmm, you see? There are many events like that. Hallelujah to Jesus. To whom much is given, much is what? Expected. And you think we can fulfill the will of God if we keep on acting up like that? You are in church, things cannot work out. Everything has assembled except you. It is because of you the thing has not finished. In fact, you are too powerful that because of your disobedience, other people have become disobedient too. Then Satan is making you feel pompous. You are a powerful person. What a mighty man are you. In fact, that's not even the one that is worse. Maybe unconsciously you made other people foolish. You are calling people and teaching them to be foolish too and disobedient like you. And pouring perspective into them because they are yet gullible. And you don't realize it's a devil. What you esteem today, if you are not careful and are listening, you will want to destroy. You will make an attempt to destroy tomorrow. Are you listening to me? You make an attempt. Go on beyond childhood to maturity. There are a lot of people who pray in tongues and are children in the realm of the spirit. Children. And it's because they don't want to embrace the core teachings of Christ. They want to stay around the elementary. You see, it is what you know that determines or shapes who you become. Just like in mathematics that I taught, you can't claim to be a good engineering student and want to stop at just general math without doing further math. In fact, as an engineering student, there's what they call engineering mathematics. After general mathematics, if you see that book, you'll be wondering what the hell you learned in school. It's bigger than general mathematics. The first time I saw it, I was so aback. What kind of a book is this? It's like this. And everything there is math. Hallelujah to Jesus. You may say it's not necessary for you because you are not an engineering student. But for them it is very what? Necessary. And that's how it is in Christianity. You can't say some things written in the Bible are not for you. They are all for you. What he writes to one, he writes to all. Are you listening to me? So Paul is beckoning on us at some point. Remember, Paul was speaking to a religious people here. I hope you know the Hebrew guys are very religious. They are very religious. They go to church, they bow their head, they do all of those practices, washing of hands and the rest. Yet Paul is telling them, leave the elementary. Let's go back there. Hebrews 6, right? He said, leaving the elementary, let us go on to perfection. The things that will cause us to be perfect in Christ. The things that God really wants from us, desires from us. Because if we don't come to that equilibrium of God's desire for us, there is no way that God's vision of the kingdom will ever find expression. Because we as people in Christ, you know, are becoming like Christ is what, you know, really shapes the kingdom. The Bible calls us lively stones, like blocks. It is at the ratio that you become like Christ, that you qualify to becoming or to being a lively stone. The right block to use. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Imagine everybody is becoming like Christ and you are not like Christ. We can't use you for that building because there will be a loophole. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? There will be a loophole. Very important. Hallelujah to Jesus. So imagine yourself in church, for instance. Everybody is doing what is right and you are not willing. You are not listening. You are like that kind of wrong block. And through you now, Satan will find expression in the church. Before you know now, you want to toast girls in church because you are not listening. Satan will enter through the spirit of immorality now. Before you know now, you'll be disturbing a brother in church. He's so fine. And so what? I must get him. You know, those days I used to think this is a story. But it's the truth. It's the truth. I know of somebody they framed. This one, they did not tell me. I know the person. You know? When the pastor called, you know, when a lady cried to any leader, you are in problem, except God help you. The lady cried to the leader and told him the boy wanted to take advantage of her. This guy has been with this pastor for many years. The pastor was so shocked. And he called for the boy. What did I hear that you do? You did? Sorry? Say, sir. Blah, 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 blah. Sir, I did not do it. He shouted, I did not do it, sir. My friend, get away from this place. There's going to be an official meeting on Saturday, blah, 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 blah. And we'll know whether you still remain in this ministry. Call for the meeting. And while they were talking, the man of God just went and decided to pray. While he was praying, he just had this thing, this unrest in his spirit. So when he called for the meeting, he asked the boy again. He said, did you do it? The boy just bursted into tears. He could not say a word. Meanwhile, this guy has been disturbing. So all the boy just did was to thank God the charts were there. He just gave the pastor the charts. The pastor saw how she was disturbing. Can I come to your house? Please allow me to come to your house now. Please, I like you. Please, please, please. He said, there is no way this girl can be talking like this and claim that he's the boy. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Then he finally looked at the lady and said, you know what helped him? There was somebody who that lady has tried to frame who was there. A military friend of mine. So he was there. So he actually said he thinks they should judge the case very well. When the pastor found out everything, he called the lady in the same meeting. There she came. He said, did this guy? He stood up and asked her, did this guy try to force himself? She just put her head down. He said, look at me and answer me. Did he? She said, no. So why did you do that? He said, because I like him. You can imagine. Because you like him, you want to destroy him. But you see, there was a little foolishness that boy displayed. He had a very soft heart. So sometimes she forced herself to come to the house and bring food. You people don't know that a church girl can kill you with food. You know, when I say this, they say, no, all of us are in Christ. Pastor, who are you thinking about? Did I follow you to your house to see that you enter Christ? While you are teaching, some people still have their own agenda. It doesn't mean that we think everybody is bad. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But was it not Jesus that was preaching in a church and Judas still metamorphosed from that church? How the hell did that happen? Who am I? If Jesus' church, Judas, came out, why am I shocked that I have a Judas today? We move. Judas choke. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are we here this wonderful evening? Somebody can. That's why those days when you bring food, I will say you chop it and die. Don't think I'm being foolish. Some people actually innocently gave me food. Yet I did not chop. Let me use the right English. I did not eat. Like when white men hear this, they'll be wondering. Hallelujah to Jesus. And sometimes they should tell them, I didn't eat. So that they will know that. Because, you know, while you are pastoring a church, some people are yet immature. I was teaching some young pastors. I said, you can never escape one thing in ministry as a young pastor who knows what he's doing. And who does not even know what he's doing, self. It will still happen. You know one thing you never escape? Ladies liking you anyhow. And you will know it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You can never, it's not pride. You can't escape it as a young pastor. And some of these ladies, or most of these ladies, let me say some, let me not say most. Some of these ladies are very genuine. They genuinely like you in foolishness. Let me put it like that. They are looking for somebody who is focused. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Focused, intelligent. Then they will imagine him as a father. They are already seeing themselves calling you daddy and their children. They have imagined all the beautiful things. They don't want that crazy guy in the street. You see? So they like you in a holy way unto death. But you can't marry everybody. In fact, the ones that are baddies, they still like you again and join. Shouldn't a baddie like a baddie? But even a baddie wants you. I was sharing my experience with somebody on campus. He was like, I said, if I show you some messages I saw on my phone, you will not believe these people know I'm a pastor. You will not believe it. Hallelujah to Jesus. So I said to them, I said, now the ball is in your court as a young pastor. To allow whatever Satan is doing through those vulnerable people prevail or not. But whether you like it or not, God will still bring girls for you to raise as a pastor. Some people think that God, as a man, God should bring men in the ministry as a woman. God will bring men. And from God's perspective, he's bringing human beings. He's not bringing temptation to you. The way he brings Pastor Peter is the way he's bringing Pastor Anne, is the way he's bringing any guy or lady in the church for me to raise. He's not thinking that he's giving me problem. Say, why God bring my spec for me, make I pastor? That's not how God sees it. He brought human being. You are the one that went and created spec for yourself, problem for yourself. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But from God's perspective, he brought human being for you to pastor. And he wants you to help the people. But if you are not mature, you start timing your spec. And you know the way the devil does it? While you are liking this, while you are looking at your spec, Satan will just switch this thing. Your spec will start liking you. Before you know now, as a young pastor, you have dated 5 ladies in church. They fight wrestling in church. The men self will not respect you. You aren't dated Deborah and a pastor. Hey, so. Ask yourself, why pastor no marry? Just ask yourself. Wait, pastor no fee, do you want to do? You just see problems. Moses won't marry Pastor S. Pastor will not join the wedding. You know all those kind of funny things that I can't really imagine. I'll declare you both. Then when she smiles, in your heart, you know, I remember that smile. Well, I declare you both man and wife. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. How can you deal with sitting down and teaching your S? You have like 2 S in your church. Most times they will run away safe. Most time, and when they break up, the news you hear about yourself. That stupid man of God. Before they were calling you prophet, or prophet Ed. Pastor Ed. Afternoon, sir. That's before you told them, I love you. The lady will come to Pastor Ed, sir. Celebrate you. Hey, how are you there? Bless you. Then one day, Pastor Ed will not say, God, I've told him, for instance. I say, hey, come. Thus says the Lord, I love you. What did I just hear you say, sir? You love me like Christ loved the church or something? No. I love you like a man loves a woman. Thus says the Lord, you are my own. Okay, sir. I'll think about it. You know, just this normal lighting. So do not come back tomorrow and say, okay. Or they'll just give it quarter 3 days and be praying that you don't change your mind. They will now come back. I say, I agree. Hallelujah. Mama did it to me, so I know what I'm talking about. Those this thing. Because that day 1 a.m. she just said, I agree. When the next day just reached, she could not wait for 7 a.m. It was 1 a.m. in the night. Hallelujah to Jesus. She could not sleep. Amen. Glory to God forevermore. Then one day now, in the middle of the relationship, Pastor Ed would now say, hello. Why did you not, Edward, see, please? Pastor Ed, I'm waiting to record your name. I beg. Please. Don't do that, your pastor thing for me. I beg. I know the inside that thing with you. I'm not in the mood at all. The guy will be wondering, what has happened to me? Then why that is happening, another lady will pass. Evening, sir. You don't be wondering, there's this and I'm here. But the problem is that was how this one was. If you go here too, you chop Edward again at the point. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? I had a friend who did a video one time on Instagram. He said, Cynthia, I remember when I was apostle in your eye. When you came to church, I was called apostle. But when I told you I love you, you reduced my title to pastor. Now, Cynthia, you are calling me my name because of the issues we have in relationship. Now, Cynthia, now that we have broken up, go back to the apostle. Hallelujah to Jesus. It happens. Glory to God forevermore. They call you by your name. And you'll be shocked. And a lot of men need to be mature. You are in a relationship, small disrespect that everybody is receiving. You don't say you are tired. Tired for what? You have not started, you are tired. Sister, the way she spoke to me, my mother have never spoken. That she is not your mother. Don't you understand? This is sir, I can't stay with a woman like that. Okay. That means you are not ready to stay with a woman. You know, I had one bishop, an Anglican bishop. He said when he was sick at a point unto death, the sickness was so terrible that there was this lady in church who cleans the church that, oh, we didn't know he was talking about his wife, oh, that she'll come and kneel down and pray, oh, from morning to evening. Till he got well. When he got well, he told God that I know my wife. He just married. He was a young pastor. He married her. He's now a bishop. She's a big man, big woman. And while he was talking, they didn't know he was talking about his wife. He said, but one day, when that woman locked the door and said, I'm not going anywhere. I said, is it not this lady that will kneel down and be praying for me and crying to God? What has happened to her? He was teaching on relationship. He said, that woman I'm talking about today is your mama in the church. She started laughing. Everybody started laughing. He said, but you see something? I will never trade her for anything in the world. She's my loveliest wife. So he started teaching men. He said, you must, and we are not trying to make sure ladies are being disrespectful. We are not sustaining the foolishness. It's not right to be disrespectful to your husband. All right? But sometimes even these ladies, I've heard somebody telling me, they say, I did not know when I started shouting. They don't know when that spirit started moving. They say, yes, touch me and see. Touch me. Like a pastor was teaching one time. He said, who taught women that if they have problem with their husband, they should come and hold the neck? Where did they learn that thing from? Who taught them? You're having problem with your husband. They've watched some movies, number one. Some of them, even their parents. It's just the truth. So they've already, in there, you know, too big. Okay. I don't want to marry a husband with a big neck because I want to be able to hold it when there's problem. You see, as I'm saying this thing, there are still downsides to it as a woman. Because if your husband is not truly strong in the Lord, you will lead him to another woman. I've been saying this for years. Alright? And like I said, if he's not too strong in the Lord, and that's a foolish man, you lead him to another woman. Natural people will say there's a justification. Before God, two wrongs cannot make a right. You start womanizing because of your wife. God will not say, okay, there's a special place for you called purgatory. There's nothing like that. Are you listening to me? God will not say, woman, what have you done? Firstly, you say, man, what have you done? My wife that spoke to me that I went there to eat, then the woman has talked to me well, then I now fall in love with the woman. You will know that super story, it just ends on the earth. You know, at the end of super stories, some people say, and the woman no try, now why the man? That's why women need to be very careful. See, even though you advise like that, you too as a man be very careful because you will go to hellfire. If you allow the foolishness of your wife to cause you to go and cheat, are you getting what I'm trying to say? Remember in the wedding vow, you say in good times and in bad times. Till what do you part? Okay. I know these days people used to remove that type, that those things in good times and in good times. For richer, in health, till eternity. Amen. One of my friends says, like, that's why marriages are not staying long. As a woman, make your home heaven for your husband. Make it heaven. Women don't know how they kill their husbands. They don't know. You see those stupid, demonic silence. Your husband come back home after fighting lions, climbing mountains. What your problem is the fact that he said something in the morning before he left for work. So you are beefing him. After people have disappointed, frustrated him, so he opened the door to see his wife jump and greet him and give him a heaven experience. His wife too has betrayed him. Now he's alone. They say, why some husband will finish work and be running to, you'll be hearing, bum, 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 they want to go back home and meet their wife. Some are trusting God that the office will not close early that day. Because the gist they were enjoying there is heaven on earth for them. What is the problem? Is there any problem? Nothing. What did I do? You did not do anything. What did I really do? Nothing. I said, leave me now. I said, you should not do anything. You are sick completely. May the spirit of Prophet Simon come upon you. You just crack one joke and enter your room and start laughing by yourself. So, you know, why is this man cracking joke? Can't he see? Then later, you know, the way I did with my wife when we started. When she's annoyed, I'll just come and look at her. What's the problem? What's the problem? And then just, she'll not be hearing me. She'll not be doing like, she will not laugh. Okay. I'll not laugh my laugh and I'll laugh for her. Then in the midnight, she'll just open my door. Pastor Simon, so you don't know. What is it that I don't know? Do you know that? You are really offended at that. You have talk now. So what do you want now? Oh, yeah, sorry. And sorry will not kill you as a man. Just say it. Even though you know you are not at fault, say it. Let's go. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because most times, we have marriages here. So forgive me for the singles. I know you are wondering what the hell I'm talking about. People are married in the church. Are we together? Yeah, so you too, you should be learning. So sorry for most of you who are very single. But if you add that to your archive, you probably need it one day. Are we together? Oh, thank you. I'm not talking about those in boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. Because you'll soon break up. I'm not talking about all of those rubbish. For some of you who are wasting your time. You know, some are in 200 level. They are in love. They have a big responsibility. They are asking, man, why did you not reply me in 200 level? Have you passed book? Have you passed exam? I messaged you since yesterday. You did not reply. They are thinking of how to not get carried over. You are thinking of who did not reply. Go and break up and be serious. You know, one time somebody came to this church. It was in this church, sorry. He came and met me. The lady just got admission, just successfully navigated 200 level. And I can say, sir, the Lord said, say the Lord said what? Say that lady, he pointed the lady, was his wife. I said, the Lord did not talk anything. The Lord cannot give you this 200 lady, initial 200, not even strong 200 level. I said, don't try that thing. I now called him to decide. I said, say in my life, I will never. I said, don't in your life. Go and distract that girl that is coming to school to read. Then you think the parents will be happy with us one day. A day to sign up, they break up. Because what moved them? The flesh. Now he has gone for NYC. He now understands that he's not supposed to be in the relationship. You know, in NYC, you see different kind of human beings. You see that in the evening, during that 3 week, this thing, camp. I used to be scared, wow, oh boy, people there now, did there? Yeah? What brought me there? You know, please, this relationship, I think I'm fed up. I need some time to think about my life. It's a lie, oh. So you can trace those kind of men from now. I hear people get out and trying to say, women, you can trace them. You say, why do you like me so more? You settle. What I have not seen, what is I have not heard, what does not enter the heart of men, I have seen today. Life and direct. Have you seen yourself when you walk before? When you walk, heaven move. Is that a good line? When I'm dying, they will say everything. And you know, ladies are wonderful people. Before you know, smile is not hard for them. They're already smiling. If that's the reason why a man like you, run away for your life. You now say, okay, how about destiny? So which one is destiny? We will born children. I go open you business. Wait till again be destiny. So you know, I mean, what is God's will for our life? God's will for my life is to marry you. We'll start two companies. One for you, one for me. I'll open you boutique. And some people will be moved because they will imagine that Buba, that Madame Buba. Stella, have you given that customer this? That's kindergarten level. Technons. I told you about a lady years ago that I used to know. She's over 27. She's an elder in her church. Elder. She called me one time, we were talking before I got married. Very close. Her elder brother is my friend. Alright? Very funny man. Hallelujah to Jesus. We play football. So somehow we were just close. Very funny way we started talking. In secondary school, when we close, I always just walk home. And she came to me one time and said, why is it that you don't talk to nobody? And that's how we started talking. And of course, like most young people, it would have led to relationship, but my spiritual father stopped me and I listened. So years later, we saw ourselves on Facebook and we started talking. So we're just chasing one of those days and she told me, I see what you do and I'm so excited and thank God I'm now born again and a pastor is a follower of Pastor Chris. Alright, but not a Christ Embassy member. So she said something. She said, I've not seen that thing in this world that would take me out of the call of God of my life. You know, when I was looking at her, I was so shocked. I looked at her, I said, is it you that is saying this? She said, yes. She said, the last man went for introduction. They have finished everything. I said, why are you not married? She said, I call off the wedding. I said, why? She said, he's not speaking against the things I stand for. And I said, sir, with all due respect, the marriage cannot work. She said, I called it off before I met my pastor. I said, wait, is this one not too much? She said, the right man will come. If what I'm doing is right. She said, and if he doesn't come, let me tell you something, sir. I said, tell me something. I will not marry in this world. I said, you will marry you. She said, sir, I have not seen the thing in this world that will take me out of what God wants me to do. It is the most generous thing to me. I said, wow, I called her name. I said, is it you that is talking like this? If I got to understand later that she's even an elder in the church, the pastor called her into the elders forum. When the Bible spoke in the book of James about elders, it doesn't mean people that have beards. People that are strong with God, are born in God. I don't mean people that only do bum, 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 bum. That's what I mean. You can be doing that, but you have good character. You know, you and God, you and church can never say, I leave church, I don't leave God. Now church I leave, I don't kill anybody. How can you be a lover of God and not be a lover of church? Didn't you read your Bible? That the the zeal of his father's house has eaten up his heart, Jesus. He said, I've been consumed by the zeal of my Father's house. That he came to, you know, some people say, what is building? Beauty is not the church. Jesus came to a building and flocked people out from the building. Where people gather to worship God is very important. Imagine Jesus, Kari Koboko, one man army. That's why I used to tell some people that you're a pastor does not mean you should be intimidated unnecessarily. You see, the way Jesus flocked plenty of people out, you think people do not challenge him? Yet he pushed them, and flocked all of them out. That means no area boy can come close to Jesus. If not, you go down. I saw one video, the pastor, a young man in the street was threatening to rape the pastor's wife and daughter. And he travels a lot for missions. So he was just driving, and he always used to correct the pastor. And one day he said, I will rape your wife if you travel. I will rape your daughter. I know when you travel. The pastor could not take it. Just parked the car. Came out. Held him. Boy, raise him. Hit him on the ground. They carried him to the police station. He said, I don't mind. I want him to know that he should not dare it. He has crossed the line. And the pastor still came out and said, I don't regret one thing I did. I feel for feed in Christ. I'm not teaching violence. I hope people are getting what I'm trying to explain to you. Just like when we had our land, some people thought they would come and a part of our land, they wanted to come and steal it. This Lai Land Ministry thieves. Some of them, there are thieves there. If you go there, you see some demons there. They are literal wizards sitting there on seats. They can steal. Thank God for the present governor. He doesn't even really buy into that they are demonic things. If it was somebody that his way was not so pure, the way they would have scattered, maybe this place would have come and won't collect it since. Hallelujah to Jesus. And they came, they tried to lure, you know, threaten, talk all the nonsense, send threats. And I don't send threat back, I go to the person. I say, you, I heard you said threat. I called one of the main person one time. Marty was there. They say he sent threat that if I was not a thief boy and a young boy, he would have finished me. The thing got into the third heavens. Coupled with the fact that I've been attacked once in my house, they came that tried to break into my house and stuff. It got into me. You know, if I was single, it would have been fine. We would just set trap and finish ourselves. But I have a family. So it really got to me. I went and got his number. And I called him. I said, I heard you said these words. He said, no, I did not say it. I said, I heard you said it. He said, no, I did. I just said that if you don't do what is right, I'll use the right measure. I said, uncle, go to court if you can. If you are not a thief, go to court. If you can't go to court, if you send a threat, we will come and meet you, sir. For the threat to be fulfilled. You can't threaten me and my family. It's the truth. You touch my wife or daughter, I remove your leg. The Bible says it would have been better for you not to even carry leg and enter heaven if it will cause you to sin. Now, it's not a joke. You think I'm joking here? You touch my wife, I remove your hand. Like I'll break it, you yank back. Then I'll go. And God will say, bless you, son. I say, thank you, daddy. We are not stupid people. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That's why this fight that is happening everywhere in Nigeria, that they are killing people. I say, Christians don't need to be complaining to. I humbly understand the pain. Maybe they don't really have the tools, but if they can have the tools, somebody say tools. Don't say anything. Let them just observe that you are not complaining again. Things are just going down. Things are going down. The barrier people should be conducting now is for the opposition. Just be digging graves in anticipation. Let things go down. Didn't you read the Bible? Old Testament? You think God have changed? He used to be wicked. David want to go for all those sharpened cutlass. You now hear things like, he strengthened my hands to war. Have you heard the Bible part like that? Jesus sent people to preach. He said, carry this. He said, sell what you have and buy a sword. So that if you are passing Meduguri sometimes, Jesus would have told them to buy a gun today. You are passing Meduguri to get to one place to preach, and they come and you buy, then you, so that you reach where you are going to. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And give the gospel. So what is man of God teaching? What is he teaching like this? He's teaching violence. You want to die? You kill a bandit and you put it online, or you go and report to police. What is wrong with you? What are you reporting for? Carry them and drag. Whatever they used to do, let them carry them and return them from where they come from. It is obvious that they met the president recently. Did you not hear what he said? He said he inherited problem. He's trying his best. If I say we should go and feed people as pastors. See, they say they have in poverty before they born him. That pastors should feed their members. They say the economy is booming. The district is booming. Economy is booming. And the cardinal, thank God for the Catholic bishops. The man, they told him, they said, sir, I don't know who is lying. It's like you have not entered area before. You just used to enter SUV. Everywhere cold. Everywhere just cold for you. You never entered street before. In one of the times he went to Jos, he stayed at the airport, just talk at the airport. He managed one space there. He ran away for his life. Because he's wondering whether they will attack him there. They told him, sir, economy is not booming. People are dying of hunger, starvation. We'll be having 400 billion for road. Who will drive on the road? Who will walk on the road? And thank God for what the cardinal said to him. I think his post has been everywhere. He said, people have been lying to you, sir. Things are not okay. Are you listening to me? They've been lying to you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Is it that kind of person that you are waiting for? To solve the problem of this country. Anything that happens, they will drive there and go. Before you know, to donate money is not hard. Donate money for burial. And they've gone. The government job now, full job description to people mostly. The government have buried more people than fed more people. So is that kind of government that you want to help you? Read the Bible carefully. You will see a lot of things in the Bible. There are a lot of things in the Bible. The Bible does not teach us to be timid people. To end up as casualties. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That's not what the Bible taught. Men went to war in scripture. Understand that. They went to war in scripture. I'm teaching you the maturity in God. God can do great things. When you see trouble, don't stand and say, Robo, logo, logo, he has given you hands to what? To eat food. What is thy hand made for? My hand is made for eating. That's the primary purpose of your hand. What a blow. You see danger. Go in thy strength first. I don't know why I'm teaching this, but I know I'm teaching this for somebody in this place. In fact, we're in a season in our country that we need to know this. We need to know it. I was telling some people, I said, if you see any security this year, I want to join. So for the one, let them just give me permission to be carrying my gun. I don't, just give me gun. No problem. We move. If you have mine, stay on the road. We will know who first start firing gun in this life. I don't know how to touch there, but I'm touching there. And I believe somebody will hear this, whether here or there. I'll be blessed. Are you here this wonderful evening? So let's get into maturity. We don't have eternity to fulfill destiny. Like I said, I've not really touched the core of my message, but I give God praise. Get into maturity. Paul said somewhere in 1 Corinthians 3:3. He said, for you are still carnal, for where there are envy, strife, divisions among you, are you not carnal? And are behaving like what? Mammon. Technos, the realm of technos. And sometimes, that's the loudest realm. They can shout. They look like the people doing well. As long as there's what? There's envy, strife, division amongst you. Are you not carnal, behaving like mammon? Meaning division is not a fruit of the Spirit. You're not in good terms with somebody. Your leader, your friend in church, the Bible says you are a child. Your brother in church, you think your real brother is the one by blood, not the one by spirit. That's your real brother. The one by blood. The one by spirit is just a brother that anything can just happen. And yet you always say you are born again by the precious blood of Jesus. And he is born again by the precious blood of Jesus. And yet you are annoyed with him. And you don't want to settle. You know, if you are brethren, most of you who have brothers here and sisters, you have fought before, haven't you? But have you settled? In fact, while you are fighting, you still know you are anticipating to settle. You see somebody talking about their sibling, we they fight every time. But you see, we must have to settle. But the one outside, you are fighting with no anticipation to settle. You don't want to settle. I know what church has done for a lot of people. Some of you are still young. That's why you are thinking like this. I know what church has done for many lives. Church have made many billion lives better. Many lives better. Many people today who are doing well in the Christendom, church really helped them in one way or another. Directly or indirectly. Sometimes the people you meet, I hope you get what I'm trying to say. You just meet people. And your union in Christ, before you know, God does something great in your life. So learn to just be nice. Learn to live by the word of God. Learn to smile. Learn to talk to people nicely. Don't be rude while talking to people. You know, one time, those days on campus, there was this boy. He was quite intelligent, but he doesn't speak English so well. So there's this my boy that always follows me. And while we're talking, he started mocking the guy's English. I felt so bad. And he looked at my face. He knew I was not excited. So I said, go back to him and apologize to him in this class. Nobody heard. I said, go and apologize. He then took him to the side and went to apologize. I said, that somebody cannot speak well does not mean it is his fault. He grew in the village, you grew in the city, but you are acting very stupid. In fact, that doesn't mean you are intelligent. You just grew in the city. Somebody can know only native language and be more intelligent than you. English is just a form of expression. That you can speak English does not mean you are intelligent. If not, what Chinese are doing, you should have done 10 times. China. Whatever you are buying, 90% is not from China. Your car, even your biro and pencil. Some of them is just primary 3 that did it as practical. And he choke everywhere in Nigeria. He choke. I used to have a Fulani friend in the class who knows maths, who knows physics, who knows chemistry. What made me angry one time is when he passed us in French. I said, why do you know French? You know maths, you know English, even English. And he can't speak English, but he used to pass English very well. What kind of a problem is that? Then when I got offended, he now passed me in French one time. I said, Usman, why am I a French? I said, he's in the class, he knew it. I said, oh God, even French? If you see him dealing with mathematics, oh my God, writing not so good. Somebody that has clean writing will not get 2.5/10. You know, when the teacher put 2.5 for you, the teacher does not know what he really wants to do with you. What will I do? Should I leave it at 2? Cry. Usman will finish 8/10, 9/10, sometimes 10/10. While you are speaking Queen's English and talking about your favorite movie and how that this thing happened, he doesn't even watch TV. Do you know that boy in the barracks later, he will be carrying his car and moving? Usman. Sometimes he will stop and play football. It was carry his cow again and move. Yet, who has done assignment? Usman. In the morning, Usman, I beg. Dan Allah, Usman. Kasan kaya boki nani. Kabani, dan kopa. Allah. You did it right in primary. You did copy in the morning? No, you did not. No. The devil used to come to this church, all those people. Early in the morning, I beg, can I copy? I beg, number one, number one. No, use the same thing when I use or rephrase. Eta. Rephrase the answer. Because, you know, those days, teachers will call you and say, Abiola, Kule. Who copied who? So it's Kunle that copied. And you know, most time teachers know who copied who. They just got to, why did you allow him? That's the most embarrassing one. Why did you allow him copy your work? You'd be like, so I know which way they copy me. Hallelujah to Jesus. And of course, I advise you on Sunday. I say this expo thing you are were avoiding in school, which is very, very important. Don't do expo in school. Don't carry it to life. In life, give people expo. Oh boy, did they give job for this place? Apply. Oh. The question to go ask now on this, you know, go read them. Oh. Don't, this is what you should do in life. Forget that school. You can cover a book in school. It's very important. Cover now. Cover. Don't say I'm pastor. Don't teach us. No, cover your book again. Cover it. But when you come to life, don't cover. Are you all listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Help yourselves. Most of you here, most times when you share testimonies with me, the first thing I'll ask, have you shared this idea to your brethren? Somebody will share a link, sir. I said, you do share. Don't, you know, sometimes people will think if they apply for the thing alone, they will give them. But if other people apply, the thing will spoil. Give, at least let the thing enter one person's hand. Do you get what I'm trying to say? All of you are successful. Hallelujah to Jesus. Learn to be mature. Somebody's offended the church. Help the person to be mature. Sense come to miracle, what is Melody now? The other day, do not talk to me anyhow. As if I'm not his brother. I mean, I know I'm alone in this world, huh? And Melody be like, but Donald used to be there for you every time now. See, you don't know this. See, now me, they inside the shoe. Now me, understand. Now your brother, leave my brother for me. I know. Donald will just be having people outside. We is brethren in the house. Doesn't care about us. And Melody will be like, ah, stop, Jerry. You, I know you. Things know they do you. Even me, where they help you, they appreciate me. The two just enter him and touch his bone marrow. Boom. That's what the Bible means by better are the wounds of a friend than the kisses of an enemy. Not Olodo uprising. Your friend is misbehaving. You hold your friend. Mok, we go. We against the world. Moving on to death. They say the relationship is not God's. We say we must marry. I swear we must marry. Then the day you people marry, you don't say we're against the world. We did it. Like one lady I watch on Facebook, she said something like, Nami drop last card, something like that. You know, you don't understand what she means. She said, Nami reach finance, yes. Nami carry World Cup, Nami reach finance. You know what she means by that? That means the girl has been dating, she's the one that reach finance. Meaning she's the one they married. You know, that's low self-esteem, but she was just joking, although, you know. They say, you are not meant for each other. I say, we are meant for ourselves. In that church, prophet will be dictating who should marry who. Who should marry who. Firstly, I've never dictated who should marry who. You are just hearing rumor. Are you listening to me? I was hearing somebody from my wife's side today. She said, the church they attend, they did their wedding. They say she must come and become communicant and do this one and do that before they marry them, join them together. And that she has to set 20,000 for all the pastors. And I was saying this, I was just laughing. And they must be both members, else they will not join the wedding. It's a popular church in our state here. So I was laughing. I said, do people know all these things happening? Where have we ever put that law in this church? Now let's take for instance, and I'm not sure Pastor Kumuyi is denying that. They do not, the Deeper Life have a belief that you should marry from within yourselves. Most churches have that ideology. They believe that it will be easier when you think alike and are married. Alright, some people may take this thing to the extreme, especially when you believe that the church has a wrong school of thought. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Alright, and they still want you to marry yourself with wrong school of thought. So, you know, it's marriage unto death. But of course, you have a mind, you have the Holy Ghost. If you believe you are thinking right, the right way, and you believe you are in the right place, why should you, if you really are focused on God, why should you not marry somebody that you are going towards the same direction with? I like, most times young people feel like they are against them. Like most of the times I tell people who might want to marry some young men that want to marry women that are older than them. I you know, I've said this thing for years. I don't believe in that. People are trying to force me to believe it. I don't believe in it. They are forcing me to believe. They are shaking my neck. Even in this church, some people used to ask questions. They just want me to say, let the thing fall from my mouth, let everywhere scatter. I will not talk. I still hold my perspective. I believe the man came first for a reason. God's will, number one, we can see God's will in the word of God. God does not want a woman to be older than a man. Even if you try to avoid it, it will flow one day. Instead of saying Papa Johnson, it is Johnson that you talk. Papa Johnson, you call him by his name, kindly. I get brother with you like you for us. I get brother like you. If it's not circumstances, what here could it do with my junior? My junior. It may come to a point like that one day. Even if they don't say it like this, they'll act it like that. When they change their junior brother pampas, they are now marrying somebody that their junior brother are even senior with months. You're not thinking, no, they are mature in Christ. God knows why the man. They created two of them in the realm of the spirit. Man and woman, the same day God created them in the realm. But the one that entered the earth where we are supposed to live, the earth has he given to the sons of men. The first person that hit the earth was who? A man. God now said, it is not good. I made them two in the spirit. Let me bring the woman to come and join him. Why did God not bring them to the earth the same day? I know you have a lot of perspective out there, especially when you see even men of God do it. You say, hey, that man of God is younger than then. Is he heaven? Is the man of God named heaven? So should God kill him because he did that? Haven't you seen in scripture people disobeyed God? God did not shoot them. He did not kill them. What will God do to them? You people want God to prove that people are disobeying him. Who will be alive? A lot of people have done it. Even Two-Face. Even that one. Even P-Square. Didn't the Bible teach you that you are the light of the world? Where do you get the light from? From the scriptures. See, Christians need to rise up and be bold with their belief. I've met people, I told you a story about a young man who came. I really admired him and the lady. Looked so gentle as a lady. And while we're speaking yet, the next thing I asked, how old? I just was led. I said, no. I just changed my mouth sharp. I said, no. This is not God's will. The person now said he had a vision. He saw me telling him not to marry yet. After I heard, I said, yeah, that's me. Don't marry. So I told him to build himself. I said, yes, that's me. Build yourself. Don't marry. And let me share another perspective also. There are some ladies who are planted in the church, rooted in the church. All right? And they believe that's where they ought to be. As a young man, if you find such women and they know that they are supposed to serve God there forever, leave them. As a young man, leave them. Don't try to force them out. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Don't. I'm speaking to even some of you who are seated there. Say you want to drag them. Don't drag them to us. Leave them where they are. God will give them their husband. You may say this thing now. Why would they carry the church? You know some people with their emotional statement. Why would they carry the thing for her? No, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. Do you know actually, okay, now let me tell you something. Let me just ask you a question. If you believe this thing is blue and somebody is telling you that it's black, will you just accept it's black because two of you are human beings and are the same tribe? Huh? What if you really know this thing is blue? Who can convince you that it's black? So should I marry you even though we are, because we are nice, we know ourselves, but I think it's blue, you think it's black. Can we marry? There will be problem in that marriage. There'll be problem. That's how it is with beliefs. You may be wondering, is Jesus we serve? But everybody's perspective, some people's perspective of Jesus is very, very odd. And we're not saying they are bad people, but if you are equally yoked with such people, you can't even serve Jesus your own way, the way you think it should be. Because one person must be wrong and one person must be right. The question is, if you think you are right, then be on track with whatever you believe. If you think you are, nobody actually believes they are wrong until they discover for themselves they are wrong. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you tonight? And that's why God's wisdom, in his wisdom, he told Moses, he said, let the people marry within the camp. Let them marry within the camp. It's in the Bible. Because I want to raise a kind of people for myself. I've schooled them through Egypt, the pathway of Egypt, you know, parting the Red Sea and etc. To this point, there's a school of thought they now have about this, a perspective they have. Like Paul would say, be of one mind, like minds. And God said, let them marry within themselves. So you think God have changed his mind? That's how God sees things. If, for instance, whatever we believe that we are standing for as a ministry, if we believe it is supposed to touch nations of the earth, God thinks that we should raise ourselves as a strong force together. He thinks so. A lot of people believe these things. Don't make it look like it's just one part of people that believe it. Everybody believes it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If you think God, if you've seen visions, you've seen God saying that you work in the ministry, you do great things and mighty things in the ministry, you see yourself here, then why do you think your husband is there? But if your husband is there, fine. If it's God's will, nobody's going to stop you. I hope you get my perspective. Don't make it look like an issue. It is not an issue. Maturity is knowing that God's will is better than any other thing. That's maturity. Yeah, she looks like that, but that's God's will for me. That's maturity. I've heard people say, marry who you like. Oh. Marry who you like. Do you know who I like? Do you know who some men in this place like? If you hear some men's spec, you run. Some men's spec is Shakira's sister. And that doesn't mean she's a bad person. They are looking for Shakira in GCMI. I never see Shakira. God, what is happening? Where's my Shakira? Lord, show me my Shakira. Where? Maybe the day somebody in creativity now dance like Shakira, I say, I think I'm seeing my Shakira now. Some ladies in this church, their husband is John Cena. Where is the trace of John Cena in this ministry from head to toe? Where is it? Who has Moses in this church? Even people that had it is going. We are using fasting to take it out. Then they'll go and watch Nollywood and be telling us they are this. Who is your spec? My spec is Maurice Sam. Is that Maurice Sam? That guy has touched. Maurice Sam, that guy, actually. Every that guy. What's my business with him? Hallelujah to Jesus. He's on his own. Any movie, Maurice Sam, he'll just come with his big chest as if that's the only thing that is in this world that matters. Him and Montana. If you even ask some men of God, some men say, who is your spec? Montana. Is she a bad person? No. They're looking for Montana. I know some of you have a problem because you see people early in the morning, they are on makeup on Nollywood, but you don't use your head. Early in the morning. You want to wake up and see your Montana like that. Early in the morning, heavy makeup. Oh, hi. It's only in Hollywood you see that kind of thing. Then you just wait, let you visit Chioma one morning, you are jogging, you pass Chioma. Chioma is fetching water. I said, you not tell Chioma, hey, let me call Chioma inside. You are talking to me. Thou are talking to me. Chioma, where's your hair? Where's your face? Why did they chop your hair like this, Chioma? Chioma, we did chop your hair, Nara. That's your Chioma. You met Chioma in church service, leading worship, heavy makeup. You mighty in this place. Whoo! Red everywhere. Hey, Lord, I see. You know, we watched a movie one time, this place. What's that name, the name of that movie? Magdalene. That brother woke up in the morning to see Magdalene and he shouted, hey, blood of Jesus! He did not believe his eyes. Magdalene, where are you? Magdalene said, I am the one. Not the wedding night, oh. They just finished wedding. Where did she came? She washed everything that glitters. Came and climbed the bed. He just finished bathing, you know, giving God praise. And when he just, hey! What am I seeing, my fellow? All right, that's one side. That's for people that are following spec. They always get deceived. And see the makeup, you know, when ladies just put that red, this thing. Like many years ago, a lady asked me a question. We used to be friends. She said, I heard that. My friend told me that red this thing used to move men. Is it true? Just take a look at me. I looked at her. I said, what do you want me to say now? She said, look at me and tell me if it's true. It used to move people. I said, so if I say it's true now, that means you are moving me now. I said, I don't know. To save my calling. Hallelujah to Jesus. The last part of immaturity is irregular dressing in church. Irregular dressing. I was firing it in my house recently while doing a work in the house. I was hitting it by the fire of the Holy Spirit. I said, anybody that plait hair, put nose ring, put earring, if you play that song in this house, I bind you. I've come to that point in my life. If you put earring, put nose ring, plait your hair, I will never hear your gospel song till Jesus come. Carry your gospel song to hell. It came from there. I said, I don't care how many people believe it. Oh, I want to be the only person that think like that. Let them live only me. I don't understand where Christianity is going to. Even if you are not too serious with God, you know there's a problem today. What kind of a song? What kind of song are we singing now? Somebody want to sing gospel song, you do chain like this first. He does not want to wear cloth, he's wearing singlet. When did gospel song become like that? What unbelievers are doing now, you want to do? You want to go, so let's go and lead the people for worship. You are tithing bandana. You want to lead worship. Why can't you wear your suit or look corporate or look like somebody that is thinking straight and lead God's people in worship? A gospel artist is wearing singlet. There's tattoo on his body. He wants to lead God's people to worship. If you like, let that song be dripping honey. Block that song. Block it. Me, I will not join that school of thought. I will not join that way of doing things. I've said it. We're all young people. No old person is sitting here. No father. But let's tell ourselves the truth. Does that make any sense? That's immaturity. It's flourishing now, entering even the Nigerian church. You see, young people don't care. I was watching a song. I think somehow it was passing. If I say courage, put it now, we want to cry because it says sanity was just passing. Because, you know. And the guy I was just watching the song, then I looked at his face, I saw nose ring. No, 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 I'm grateful for you. I saw the ring just moving on his nose. I said, change that demonic thing now from this place. If you like, be grateful and do like you have smoked cocaine. You throw that song from this place. What is nose ring doing on your nose? You are grateful to God with a nose ring as a man. You should not be grateful. You are in trouble. You should be sincere like Paul and say, oh, wretched man like me. Who can deliver me from this? We are just African. We are not doomed. To be an African is not to be doomed. That we are not in Obodo or Ibo does not mean we are stupid. Don't sing this song in this church. Go on, if there's no song to sing, go and look for Dom Wen and sing. At least that time things have not spoiled. Go and get Darren Kennelly and sing for us. We don't want to jump. We must not jump. Just, in fact, that time that people were not jumping, Holy Ghost used to move very well. We are not in church to jump. If we jump for good songs, no problem. But we must not jump by all means. Some demonic songs we are hearing today. Demonic song, because it's easy to create a song. If you understand music, you can create any song. I've been in music world for a long time. In the music, for a very long time, I know what I'm telling you. If you don't grow to that point where melody does not move you but the word, you are just idolizing music. You must come to that point where it's no melody that moves you. What kind of instrumentalists have I not seen in my life or heard? I understand music very well. But I frown on the wrong things because we should not idolize music more than God. The drummer, he knows how to play very well, but he's not born again. Take him to Bible school. Leave the one that is born again. Let's manage that one. We should model the right thing to the next generation rising. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You got to be bold about this thing. You got to be bold about it. Who the hell are we scared of? What is happening to our generation? You just are listening to songs on YouTube. You will barely see somebody who is dressed straight. Like a young boy I called. He used to be my neighbor. My landlord's child. He called me today telling me he has graduated. Very wonderful person. We're close. I saw him lately. He posted with earring. I messaged him. He just started laughing and called me. I said, you have started wearing earring. He said, no sir. It's just clip. They just clip it. For you to clip, it means you like it. You will soon buy it. It's small start. If you don't want to buy it, why did you clip it? So I said, what did your mother say? Say, my mother say I should, you know, I love that kind of mother. Say, my mother told me that remaining skirt, I should wear skirts. I said, I like that kind of mother. Me, I'm telling you, go and tie a tie. Remaining that one. Nobody told him. The mother just said, wear skirt. He removed it. He did not even, he said, hey, no, I'm not shouting for you. Mommy, did you, I know, I saw your earring. I'm wondering if you need skirt. Something just, music just start. The drum is making you move. No spirit of discernment. No discernment. Everything I've taken in your head, you can't wait to collect the mind till I shine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They are leading people to worship. You are shining. And you are sweating. Because your comfort is in applause. You know, there's a difference between character and reputation. But many people don't know that. Character is who you are before men and God. Huh? Reputation is who you are, who men think that you are. But you are not, probably. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I was talking with a friend, I think one of you who is working in the house heard me today, sharing some kind of dirty things that happen in the gospel music industry. Dirty things. And I said, most of them behaving like that. They don't have a church. Nobody is speaking God's word to them. Nobody. That's why people will be out there thinking they are worshiping, but dirty things are happening within. They have come to the point they are fighting pastors because they want to travel around the whole world. And before you know, their boss knows. They want to put earring. You know, lately I heard somebody who is not in church is putting nose ring. Something like that. I said, yet, the person will still have mind to call some people in church to advise you. To show you that, you know, Bible said, by their fruit you shall what? Know them. By their fruit. When you see fruit, judge a tree by the fruit. Not by the tree telling you that it's a tree. It's a mango tree. Look at the fruit. Be bold. Now that you are dressed like this, can I have two men just come here if you know you are dressed properly? Rush. And why are they calling Donald? I come now. Pastor K, go and stand there too. Moses, go and stand there too. All my boys are always like that, so I don't even have any fear. They are always looking wonderful. Climb, 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 sharp, sharp. Stop doing shakara. Anybody wearing bangles? I predicted well. Now, I'm not against bangles. But what this man? Free your hands. Intelligent, righteous looking, wonderful. What is missing in their life? Tattoo? What is missing? If people are like this now, will they die? No, Pastor, everybody have their life to live. Some people just don't. It's just some people. It's just the way they are. It's not the way. See, believe me when I'm telling you. It's not the way. Something is not right. Are you listening to me? If Pastor K tomorrow say he wants to plant hair, you know what has happened. He has left Pastor Anne already. He wants to marry another wife. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? With the training, I'm even raised my people here. It's very strange. Listen, no, I'm not saying that is a sin. It is very strange to me to hear that a boy I'm raising is wearing even bango with the training I'm giving my people here. Bango. It's not like bango is a sin. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But it is strange. They've watched me closely with the understanding of God's word, and I'm not saying wearing bango again is a sin. Don't get me wrong. But with the way I've molded for them over the years, it's even strange when I see them. Somebody asked me one time, I said, Pastor, why don't you like bango? I say, I don't know. I don't just like it. They say, why? I say, my spiritual father did not like it, so I don't like it. Anytime I wear it, he will cut it. Before he cut it, he will first allow it hit me like 5 times. So I got tired. The thing was making my hand red. So I made up my mind. I said, instead of getting this red spot, I'll cut it. How I knew it was a problem was one day I was very close to the church. When I was very close to the church, and I remember I did not wear my bangle. I went back to my house, close to church, and they chose St. Martin. I went back to my house to go and carry bango and wear. Then I now felt peace. And I started trekking again to church. When I got to church, the Holy Spirit told me something is wrong. I agreed at once. Something is really wrong. Do you know I removed that bango that day? I carried it. I said, you demonic stronghold. I cut it into two. When my spiritual father saw me the next day, he looked at my hand, nothing. He said, Simon. I said, sir. He said, where is your... I said, sir, there's no reason for that kind of thing. He said, why did you change? Sir, I just felt like it's unnecessary. Just like that. Model these kind of things for your generation. Be bold about it. Are you listening to me, church? Stand with it everywhere. As a lady, dress modest. Nobody should intimidate you. That's how Christianity should be. That's how a follower of Jesus should be. Nobody should intimidate you. I thought one day somebody met me and said, they said the lady said she will not come to church because I speak against sin too much. So I'm condemning people. What do you mean by condemning people? Condemn the wrong thing. So she doesn't think she's comfortable there. I like that kind of not being comfortable. I think we had a testimony one time from somebody, I think Pastor Mr. Richard Sell. I said, Pastor Richard Sell, no problem. And, you know, you start with a small, small mistake before the thing now enter. So, so he said, the guy said he will not come to sell again. He told somebody else. They said, why? He said, he's looking like he will soon stop sin. Stop the that he also leave the girl he's dating, and he's not ready to leave that girl. There's something that is benefiting. But the way that preaching was going, he felt repented, so he's not ready to repent. You can imagine. Somebody left church because he felt like he nearly touched repentance. And he said he's not ready to repent. So he will not come again. And one other thing, I don't need to argue some kind of, you know that argument of whatever I do in the flesh does not matter. Me, I've stopped since. If you want to do something in the flesh, do. At the end of the journey, if you go to heaven, change my name. Go and write it somewhere. I'm a born again person in my spirit, but I will be sinning. Yet I'm born again. Hallelujah. Help yourself. But if you sin like this consistently and make heaven, change my name. Remove my calling. It's not possible. Don't let anybody deceive you. We are not living for heaven to make heaven one day. God has given us the grace to live heaven on earth. Don't look down on the grace of God. It's too powerful for you to remain in sin. The grace of God has appeared to what? Teaching them how to say what? If you know grace and it's not teaching you to say no, you knew a fake grace, not the right one. The real one will teach you to say no sin, no Satan. We grew up in core kingdom mentality. That's why sometimes when I talk to my people, I tell them, which this is going to be the final point. I tell them, you see these stupid ideologies these days that they will say you want to get married. You are putting a ring on your wife's to be hand, and you are not married, or then you now laptop kiss for yourselves. Call it introduction. Hallelujah to Jesus. What did they call it? What's that other name for it again? Engagement. You need that. Why? All those things. Demonism. Meaning you have been practicing kisses. I told them there is no mild sin. You are righteous. You come to midweek service together. Go back home. Before she go, you lap down one kiss on yourselves. Demonism. You know, say at least we did not do anything too bad. It starts small, small. You are creeping in small. Satan is creeping in small. It's just, you know, after there's opening prayer in an event, there's item 7. Then there's closing prayer. Your name is, for instance, Melody. Or John. Before, you don't used to, you know, one day, I was saying a story. I used to have this lady as a friend. It was not a serious relationship, okay? Many years ago, it was a relationship, but not serious. So, one time she came to my college. She's always far from the city. She's not in the city. And I was in my boys. One of them made me laugh. When she was cooking in the kitchen, years ago, she just brought some food for us and she was making them. We were like 5 boys, so she was cooking in the kitchen. Did you hear what I said? Me and my boys were 5 boys. Then she was cooking. And I called her because she was cooking. She was going to come. I called them because she was going to come to the house. That's how they trained us those days. I did not stay alone with her in the house. And that's why this conversation happened. So she sat down, I sat down. Then she wanted to take picture. Then my boy and I said, Pastor, sir. I said, yeah. She said, sir, you did not palm her. Because we stood like this. The highest that was our hand was here. We now say like John Gillick and his wife. We just stood, you know, and we're taking the picture. So he said, sir, palm her. I look at my boy for a moment. Now, person, why they train with this roof? He said, sir, you're supposed to palm her, sir. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, hold her waist. I said, no problem. When we finished, I called him back. Everybody went. I called him. I said, what do you mean by, who taught you that? He started laughing. I said, who taught you about, you used to palm girls? Don't joke with sin. That's the bottom line. Don't joke with, this generation should not redefine sin. There is no better definition of fornication. Huh? Fornication does not have modern definition. Fornication is a boy kissing, smooching, sleeping around. Huh? With a lady that is not his wife. Another realm of fornication is looking at a lady and lusting over her. It's still fornication. Are you listening to me? That's fornication. Kiss is part of the realm of fornication. You are not married. God says two of you are meant for each other. You are kissing yourself. It's fornication. I've been in this thing for a while to warn you about things like this. I had people who grew around me, not necessarily under me, some of them from other churches. Years ago, I remember this guy. He was playing with this girl. They were in love. They say it was God, even though I don't know. So they were playing, and I looked at the way they were playing, you know, jakulikuli, all those things. What do they call it in English? Tickling. They were jakulikuli in themselves and the rest. And I told the guy, I said, this place, you know, too much. The two of them now advised me, him and the guest, ah, Professor Simon, how bad now? I felt embarrassed immediately. The way they spoke to me, Professor Simon, how bad now? Professor Simon is not how bad. You can't, Professor Simon, Professor Simon, too, they do holy, holy. I said, sorry. I felt disappointed in myself too, so I kept quiet, you know, and I left. Guess what happened, people of God? You see that day I left? Huh? That was the day they fornicated. I got to hear the story like 1, 2, 3 weeks later when the pregnancy has happened. And I asked them, I said, when did this thing happen? She said, you will not believe it. I said, I will believe it. It was the day I said this thing is unnecessary. And I left. I did not know I left for Satan to happen. They managed that small time they had unto death. How did I even know? I just rushed to my house. He has scraped all his hair. He used to leave Afro like, scrape everything. I said, what is wrong with you? Just nail down. I said, what is wrong with you? Started crying. The way people can repent immediately, they become foolish. It's so astonishing. I said, did I not tell you this? Say, sir, you did, sir. And after a while, they say the child left, a big mistake. I don't know. It's only God that knows. I left them like that. But I remember one other event. We were coming down, passing the lady's place. He went and said he wanted to carry something in the lady's house. As he just came back, we were just walking. I said, the Holy Ghost just told me something. He said, what's that man of God? He always bent like this to hear me. He's a little bit taller than me. I said, the Holy Ghost just told me something. He said, man of God, what's that? I said, that you kissed that girl. He said, Abba, man of God, no, 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 no. Listen, no, this is after they have made mistake. He said, no, sir. So I said, okay, we'll see. We'll see another time. I said, I want to take by this, I have a confession. I said, okay, let's two aside. So actually, I kissed the girl. I said, you are joking with your life. You made a mistake. And I'm talking to somebody now as I'm talking. You have made a mistake. Sometimes they think it's God that saved you. She no get belay, God save me. You are joking with your life. You will catch HIV and AIDS. That's your ministry. Whatever vision you think you have will die with you as you are dying like that. Because even to receive forgiveness of sin now, you cannot receive it. They are talking, you think the world revolves around you. They are deceiving you, you are fine. With your head. You say you are fine, you are the finest. They get, oh, praise the Lord, I'm very fine. You are very fine. Satan will just blow somebody's head. They will not know why they are liking you, as ugly as you are. You think you are fine. Because you want to destroy your destiny. You got to wake up. They say a boy should not visit the girl. The person advising you to be on serious with God, before you know, they are lying themselves. You have one in this church. We advise you and preach to you. If you disobey us, we will deal with you. If you want to be foolish, leave the church and go and be foolish. As long as you are here. If we catch a girl and you, we see you on the night, your street. In the night, they say this person and this person were passing your frontage of your house. You must explain in this church. If you are too big to explain, leave the church. You can't be bigger than me. I'm your pastor. Now me, God puts as number one in this church. It's not you. If you can do it better than me, he would have given you. So it is as it is doing me that I'll do it. It is not how you want it to be. I've personally called some people and said, what did I hear that lady was passing your street? And I said, no, she just brought me something. For what? Why did she bring you something? She said, she brought me beans. Are you okay? Sister Vero, come and cook for brother so-so and so-so in the house. Brothers are hungry. Come and cook in the house. So the house was so far, so I had to pass the night in Sister Vero's house. Lego Fahatia. Lego Ekali. Let God give you the meaning of that tongues. Don't try it. We don't accept nonsense here. Are you hearing me? The ministry is as what? The military for us. We don't accept rubbish. I preach grace to the core. I preach grace and I kill foolishness to the core. Like Paul said, O ye foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? When you see foolishness, hate it. That doesn't stop the grace message. You keep quiet like that. You see, oh, the people condemning our principles here, go and watch their lives. Go and look at what they are doing. If you hear the dirtiness they practice, say in that church, the prophet threw the wound are too tight. How can you say, sister, Veruena, my sister, no fit come my house? Why people get bad hearts? Did they say something will happen? Are we not Christians? Does the love of God, is the love of God not shed abroad in our heart? Don't we have the fruit of the Spirit? See, I don't care whether your own fruit is mango fruit, abi popo fruit, abi whatever fruit. What we have said, we have said. Should be all the men of God don't have fruit of the Spirit. Don't they have children? They have fruit. Fruit of their life. Don't they have children? Bishop Oedipus spoke a child into his wife's stomach. Hey, Pastor Faith, come here. Let us fly. Liadia Kafa David. Thank you, Lord. The ability to give birth is in everybody's life. Including Benjamin looking holy. Everybody's life. The ability to give birth. Well, before I married, do you ever know I'll give birth to a child? Don't I have a daughter now? Don't you see fire while I was preaching? Can't you see what the fire has produced? Say, Prophet Simon, no. See a child now. From one woman to two women. You have to be careful. Are you listening to me? Very important. Talking terms. So we're in talking terms. In talking terms, now what did you eat today? Don't rush it. Tell me how your day went, step by step. Can I see your face, fish? Wane, let me see your face. Wanini. Hallelujah to Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord bless His words in our heart. Have you been blessed this wonderful evening? I was not loud, but I was real. I was what? Go back on and think about everything I said. It will bless you so well. After this service, I want all of you who are behaving like kindergartens, like the Bible said, to meet all the people that your heart told you that you hate and tell them I love you. Else, go and meet Sango. You don't belong to the kingdom. Are you listening to me? Go and meet who? Sango. You are not for us. Meet the people that you think you have problem. People who you know you have disrespected. Tell them what? I'm sorry. As long as somebody puts somebody... You know, let me tell you one secret. If you always see a leader that you think is not doing well, you have a problem. You look at the leader, he's leading you. You know, say, I think this guy has a lot of problem. Really? Holy Spirit. Sometimes you may see one thing you truly don't like, and that may not really seem so right. But as long as that person is your leader, it is not a mistake. Are you listening to me? Yeah. Never be tempted to say, this is our HOD. Come, we could talk something. Moving forward, how we'll do it? Ain't get problem too much. You get problem. If there be prophet there, I don't know what they do for that. Now prophet, they keep me for that church. If not prophet, thin out. You know, people used to measure respect. Say, so HOD respect, now nah, here it is. Prophet own, now nah, here it is. God own, now nah, here it is. If God talk, prophet talk, who be prophet compared to God? You can't join me in God's head. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But some people, a lot of times when they are talking like this, it's pride. They just want to have it their own way. They are avoiding truth. Kunajinako? Avoiding truth. Say, the Lord said I should not call for evangelism. I have a personal work with God. I couldn't make it to the evangelism. I was praying in tongues. I didn't come for Tuesday service because I have a concern. Is it concentration, man? I will talk about it. I was praying in the spirit. And I heard a voice say, thou should not go today. I have business with you. I want to take you to Vandikia for a church where you did. Some again, they are preaching. They will start seeing angels. We'll finish on Sunday. Prophet is teaching. You have started seeing angels. Your eyes are open. Three angels walk up past when prophet will teach. Waiting, carry your eye, they see angel. You know, concentrate to. Say, three angels, they move. Don't even sit around me, hear what I'm teaching. Say, prophet, I see two angels. I don't know what I know about the thing. Two angels stand by inside. One whole cop. One whole on serious Christianity. Are we together? I'm not in all of those on serious. I just want you people to know what I stand for. So that next time you come to this church, if it didn't do you to lie, don't lie. You just sit down, you want to write what God is saying, just keep your mouth shut. Focus and hear what God is saying. Are we together? We do it our way, the way the Bible wants it to be done. Bow your heads and pray. Wherever you need to repent, tell the Lord to help you repent. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We'll end very fast because of time. Father, we give you all the praise. Thank you. For in Jesus' gracious name we pray.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.